you ever shorten that word delicatessen?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Say if you wanted to heat up something, maybe if you wanted to cook a hamburger patty, something that you could do that, you could use to do that without having to use the whole oven or stove. Talk about an electrical appliance.
If I use them, do that for you.
Okay, alright. Anything besides that? Before microwaves became popular.
You want to hear something?
Yeah.
You only use the stove.
I don't use the stove.
You want to make a hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
The countertop?
Mm-hmm.
The top of the stove, the burner?
You're not using the stove, though.
Oh, you're not using the stove. They used to have, what was those? Hot plates?
Yeah. Is a hot plate the same thing as what some people might call an electric skillet or electric one time?
Oh, no. Electric skillet? No. It's different. A hot plate has burners,
mm-hmm.
and you put it on it. Electric skillet is, has that outlet, you know, plug and outlet.
Yeah.
And you heat up the skillet, the utensil,
yeah.
with that.
Okay. Are you familiar with anything called a toaster oven?
Toaster, yeah, sorry. I got a toaster.
You would call that a, just to get you to say it.
Toaster oven.
Yeah. Okay. And a place where you might take your dirty clothes if you don't have a washer, dryer, of your own.
The laundry.
Okay, now is that a coin operator?
No. That's for the dry clean.
Okay, now what's the place where you use the machines that are
coin operated? That's not laundry. Laundry. A washeteria is what they call it here.
Okay. You ever hear a laundromat?
Laundromat, yes. Here? Yes.
Alright. What do you call the receptacle in your bathroom with a lid on it where you keep the dirty clothes?
Hamper.
Okay. And the thing that you would use to clean this rug, more than likely?
Vacuum cleaner.
Do you have a name for the thing inside the vacuum cleaner where all the dust and dirt collect?
Bag.
Just call it a bag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not a vacuum bag.
No.
Just a bag, okay.
About, you know, take the bag out of the vacuum.
Okay, sure. Right. Now, if you wanted to mop that, I don't know if that's linoleum or tile or what in there, the receptacle where you keep the soap and water or detergent.
Pail?
Yeah. Any particular kind?
Just a pail?
Just a pail. Okay. Would it make a difference what you call it depending on what it's made out of? Plastic or something like that?
What? No?
Okay.
Pale
and pale.
To me?
Okay. These things that some people have in their kitchen to reduce the bulk of garbage, you know.
Compacted.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call the big thing that you put all your garbage and trash in to set it out for the garbage man?
The truck thing?
Well, no, the thing that you put it in, put the lid on and set it out for it to pick up.
The garbage can?
Sure, okay. Have you ever seen these great big receptacles for trash? Sometimes they're around shopping centers. A lot, most ones I've seen are painted green.
Yeah.
And the truck comes around with the big arms and...
I don't know what they are. I've seen them.
Yeah, but you don't have any name for them?
No.
Would you ever call something like that a dumpster? About garbage bin.
Yeah, well, that's what I would call a garbage bin.
Garbage bin.
It's so nasty. It's a bin for the garbage, I would probably say.
Okay. All right, we'll change the subject now. What about a name for a man who is associated with a funeral home? He might direct it.
Undertaker, funeral director.
Would he be the same man who prepares the body?
Oh, he's called